我很喜欢这个国家的名字，为什么？不论别人怎么看美国，我觉得美国这个国家是什么？真正的美国是，你看美丽就是一只羔羊，伟大，对不对？上面一只羊，下面一个大，那就美了。好，所以美国就是真正的美国，就是要以羔羊为大的那个国家，那就是美国。Sorry, I talk too much.
It's fine. Basically, the name for, you know, America is, in Chinese, is really amazing, because the character for it, for Mei, which is beautiful, is a lamb, which is
exalted.
Which is exalted. Yeah.
Mm. 弟兄姊妹，一个国家是老百姓聚集起来的。
Brothers and sisters, a nation is built with its people.
如果一个国家要真正的美丽，
if a country really wants to be truly beautiful,
它的百姓需要是美丽的。
Its people have to be beautiful.
我对美丽的定义，
and my definition for beautiful,
我个人对美丽的定义，
my personal definition for it,
就是羔羊显伟大。
Is that the Lamb of God is exalted?
当我们每一个个体的生命都让羔羊在我们生命中显伟大的时候，
because when we allow the Lamb of God to be exalted and lifted up in all areas of our lives,
更多这样子的个人组成的一个团体，就是神可以大大在那边降临彰显荣美的一个团体。
And when many people come together and have the same heart and mind, it becomes a group of people that God can use.
那我这一辈子就是奉守，从我信耶稣，我就是奉守我这个 standard。
And so from when I first came to know Christ, this became a standard that I lived by.
所以我注重里面让羔羊显伟大，就是美丽这个定义。
So I, you know, valued the fact that that the Lamb of God is exalted within my heart, and if indeed that's the case, then that is beautiful.
那个上个礼拜六我早上祷告的时候，
last Saturday morning when I was praying,
好像主耶稣就给我一个概念，就给我一个 notion, 一个想法。
I felt that Jesus gave me a notion.
就是主耶稣在十字架上得胜的大能，使我们可以舍己。
Which is that the same power that Christ had when he died on the cross for us allows us to die to ourselves.
因为哥林多前书第一章十八节这样讲。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18,
十字架的道理对那个灭亡的人是愚拙的。
It says that basically the gospel is foolishness to those who don't believe.
可是对我们这些得救的人，那个英文说 to us who are being saved, 就是我们时刻在蒙拯救，对这样的人 ，It is the power of God.
Yeah, but for the cross and the gospel, for those of us who believe, it is the power of God.
所以我那一天就领受到，神耶基督在十字架，的这个得胜的全能，使我们可以舍己。所以弟兄姊妹，你要相信，你里面有一个潜能可以舍己。
So that is why, you know, I realized that it is the power, the same overcoming power that Christ had on the cross. It's the same power that allows us, to die to ourselves. And brothers and sisters, you have to know you have this power.
我以前我们说，哎呀，那个标准太高哦，我怎么可能达到？
And in the past, we may have said to ourselves, "Oh, that's such a high expectation. We can't reach it."
我不是那么伟大的圣徒，我怎么可能达到？以前我的想法多少会这样。
And even for me in the past, I might have thought, you know, I'm not like one of those great saints. You know, how can I achieve that?
可是这些日子，神让我知道说。你可以达到 if you abide in Christ.
But in these days, I realized that God's telling me that I can if I abide in Christ.
神的话那样说的，对不对？
And God's word says so.
我们相信神的话，神把他自己、他的生命、他的全能藏在他的话里。
And when we believe in His word because He puts His truth, His power, within His word.
所以，当我们如果用我们的心灵来领受神的话的时候，很多时候我们就领受到神自己。
So when we receive this within our spirit, then we will receive God.
啊，接着，我就想到为美国祷告，美国的政局是要为神国来效力的。
And then so I thought that, you know, we should pray for America because the tools in America are meant for God to be used.
Yeah, 我就是的政治 politics,
the government and politics are meant for God to use.
他们是要为神的真理来战的。来征战的
and they should be used to fight for God's truth.
当我这样子祷告的时候，我里面就很有负担。
And when I prayed about this, when I prayed in this way, I felt there was a burden within me.
这个国家原来的精神是 In God we trust, 是我们信靠神。
And this country was built on the idea that in God we trust.
我们要来自由敬拜神，服侍神。
And that this country was meant to worship God and to serve Him.
当这个精神继续存在的时候，上帝就祝福。
And when this spirit continues, then God can bless this land.
所以好不好？我们来成为这样子的一个美国人。
So let us be such an American.
不是像一些人说，我来美国是要来享福的，要来掏金的。
Not like some people who come here just to enjoy in.And you know,
richness,
the riches and other pleasures.
Yeah. 那我当年我们要来美国的时候，我本来还有点犹豫要不要来，是谁要我们来
In the time when we were first coming over to the U.S., you know, I was doubting if God wanted us to come here.
虽然我们讲了很多的见证，为什么我们要来？因为好像是神带领我，我们不敢不来。
But you know, it's through the testimonies that we had and experiences, you know, we felt that we had God was really telling us to come. That we dare not come.
Yeah. 结果即使这样，我们有一个 sister， 她的先生还没有很认识神。
And even when this was the case, there was a sister's whose husband who hasn't known Christ for long.
然后说啊，你们的牧师他们要去美国享福了。
He said, "Oh, you know, your pastor and them, they're going to the states to, you know, enjoy in its blessings and riches."
我觉得他们不认识神，我也不计较。
Because I knew that he didn't really know Christ well, so you know.
我感谢主，至少是他带领我来到美国，是他带领我的人生的一段路程。
And I thank God that in the whole path that God led me.
我踏上美国以后。我开始经历到活水在我里边涌流的这个经验。
That when he led me to the United States, I started experiencing, you know, that living water flowing through me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我给你们一个挑战，你们在美国有没有拿到这个好处？这个属天的好处。
And so I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to.Take hold of these blessings.
我不知道将来神要怎么带领我，但是至少在我人生的这个道路里面有这一段，他让我来到这个国家，祝福造就了我的灵性。
So I don't know how God is going to lead me in the future, but at least in this phase of my life, God has led me here and He's allowed me to experience His blessings.
弟兄姊妹，如果你来到美国。没有让你的灵性这样子的有一个属天的造就，那太可惜了。
And if you've come here to the United States and you haven't allowed God to build up within you a new spirit, then it is truly pitiful.
美国的宝贵其实就是这一点。
So the precious thing about America is, you know.
除了这个以外。他给别他国家的影响不一定是好的。
And besides this, you know, some of the influence that this country gives to others is not that great.
但是这一点，如果他持守住了，他会成为列国的祝福。
But if it holds on to God, then it will become a blessing to other nations.
好，以上是我多讲的，没有预备哈，接着雪桥讲的哈。OK， 那我们上次说我们的题目就是神已成就了大事。
And last time our topic was that God has accomplished a great thing.
我们现在先来看两处圣经节，以赛亚书28:16和以赛亚书55:3-4，我们打出来，我们大家一起来朗诵。这两句圣经太宝贵。
Let us turn to two verses, Isaiah chapter
28:16. 所以主耶和华如此说：看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的防脚石。信靠的人必不着急。
So this is what the Sovereign Lord says: See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone.For a sure foundation, the one who trusts will never be dismayed.
神说在锡安，锡安，神也称他的百姓叫锡安。
Here the Lord says Zion, and Zion also represents the Lord's people.
对，那锡安是什么意思？就是那一些。信从让神在我们的生命中做王掌权的他的子民就是神的锡安。
So what Zion means is that it's those people who set in their hearts the Lord to be their king. And those people is God's Zion.
那我信靠他就必不着急。
And those who trust in him won't be dismayed.
所以每一次当我碰到试炼的时候，我要看主，看看在我里面有没有什么得罪你的。
So when I go through, you know, trials, you know, I inspect my heart and see if there is anything within me that has, wronged the Lord.
有没有你不喜悦的？
If there's anything that's, displeasing to God.
如果有，我要悔改。
And if there is, I need to repent.
因为我求告神，神要听的一个条件之一。
Because when I, you know, call out to God, you know, one of God's requirements.
我的里面不能注重罪孽，对不对？
Is that, you know, in our hearts we can't, hold on to.
这是诗篇里边，好像是六十篇十八节。我若心里注重罪孽，神必不听。
And this verse is in Psalms, and basically says if our hearts treasure sin, God will not hear our prayers.
所以试炼对我们有好处。
So trials have a benefit for us.
叫我们更加被光照，更加被洁净。
It allows God to shine His light into us and purify us.
感谢主。那以赛亚书五十五章，等一下，这边我还要讲，这一块石头呢是要做根基的。
And this stone, that God speaks of is to be a cornerstone for the foundation.
这个根基是试验过的，是稳固的根基。
And this cornerstone has been tested, and it is firm.
意思说就是可靠的。
Which means it can be trusted.
所以我们说耶稣是万古的灵磐。
So that's why we say that, Jesus is the...
The rock?
The rock.
All through the whole ages.
Through the ages.
万古的灵磐。弟兄姊妹，我在这边跟你们旁边稍微插入一句话，除了耶稣基督以外，没有什么敢说是可靠的。
So brothers and sisters, I want to quickly just say this, that besides Jesus Christ, there is nothing else we can rely on.
包括我们自己，如果我们没有被神除去行割礼，除去我们肉体的情欲，被神保守在他的里面，很多时候我们都不可靠。
And that's including ourselves, because if we haven't allowed, Christ to, you know, circumcise our hearts, from our, you know, our flesh and our human nature, then, you know, we can't even rely on ourselves.
所以为什么圣经有几个地方说别无所夸？
That's why, you know, other places in the Bible it says like, don't boast in yourself.
唯夸我主，并他钉十字架。
But only to boast in Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
好，那我们再看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
第三、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
我们一起来读哈，这话太宝贵，我们一起来读。你们当就近我来，侧耳听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。我已立他做万民的见证，为万民的君王和司令。
Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David.See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples.
Wow, 这边的应许多宝贵！神说他要跟我立永约耶，永远的约耶。这个约是为什么？因为我如果侧耳而听，走神的路，我就必得活。
And wow, isn't this amazing? God gives us this amazing promise that He's making an everlasting covenant with us.You know, as long as we turn our ears to him and follow him.
这个约就是神应许大卫那可靠的恩典。可靠的恩典是谁？就是耶稣基督自己。
And the promise here is the same faithful love that was promised to David, King David, and That faithful love is Jesus.
第四节说，神说，我已经立他做万民的见证。
And then in verse 4 it says that, you see, I have made him a witness to the peoples.
要做万民的君王跟司令。
And to be a leader and commander of the people.
我如果让他做我的君王跟我的司令，在我生命中当家做主，我就是神的喜安。
And if we let God to be the leader and commander of our hearts and our families, then we are his Zion.
也许讲完道以后，我们要唱一首德国的国歌，193首，讲到锡安，神给锡安的应许是多么的宝贵。
Perhaps after this, we should sing Germany's national anthem.
德国的国歌是同样的那个 melody. OK.
It has the same melody as the hymn
193. OK. 所以弟兄姊妹。这边告诉我们，我们要留心听神的话，来走神的路。
So brothers and sisters, what this tells us that we should, you know, give ear to God's words and walk in the ways of God.
他永永远远成为我们可靠的恩典。
Because He can be our everlasting grace.
唯有这个是真正可靠的。
And this is the only thing we can trust.
好，那现在呢，我们来回到上个礼拜。上个礼拜我讲了两点哈，讲到说神呢对这个对这个约翰讲，你要他讲一些话，你要跟这个教会说，跟那个教会说，他最后说你要跟老底家的教会说。
So I want to go back to what we talked about last week, and how you know, The disciple John, Jesus told him in the Revelations to speak certain things to one church, another thing to another church, and then finally he had something to say to the church of Laodicea.
Okay, 我们来看启示录第三章。
So let's go to Revelations chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的。为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
Verse 14, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
他这边讲哦，他形容耶稣是那为阿们的，阿们的意思就是实在的。
And here he describes Jesus as.Amen, which means the one who is faithful and true.
为诚信真实见证的。
And that the words are for those who are faithful and true.
在神的创造万物上做元首的。
And for him to be the ruler over God's creation.
他这样说。
And he says this.
好，十七节，耶稣就说：“你说我是富足，已经发了财。”一样都不缺。
So in verses 17, Jesus said, You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing.
却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked.
神对老底家教会说，你说你是富足。
And God said to the church of Laodicea that they think that they are wealthy.
这是依人的眼光来说。
And this is according to the eyes of man.
你自己看你自己是富足，发了财的。
That you see yourself as wealthy and that you don't need anything else.
可是从神的眼光看
but from
不是这样
but from God's eyes that is not the case
只有神的 standard 只有神的准则是可靠的是真理
and only God's standard can be relied on it's the truth
所以他说你却不知道你是那困苦可怜的
So that's why he said, you do not realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor.
贫穷的，瞎眼的，赤身的。
Poor, blind, and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire.
又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
So you can become rich and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness.
又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
And salve to put on your eyes, so you can see.
那上个礼拜我们已经讲了两点哈，因为贫穷，所以要买火炼的金子，使你富足。
And last week we already talked about two points here, and the first one was because we're poor, we need to.You know, buy that gold that is refined in the fire.
因为赤身，所以要买白衣穿上来遮羞。
And because we are naked, we need to buy the white clothes to cover it.
我们知道买就是要付一个代价。
And we know that to buy means to, you know, to pay a price.
我们要向谁买？
And so who should we buy from?
我们就要问那个卖主，要多少钱我才能买到？我要的东西。
And so we have to ask the seller, how much do we have to pay, to buy it.
所以我们要留心听这个卖主，他给我们的要价是什么，是多少。
So we have to pay attention to the price that the seller, tells us.
所以为什么说我们要来到耶稣的面前，留心听他对我们讲话？
That's why we have to come before Jesus and give ear and hear what he's saying to us.
我们才懂得怎么样来信靠顺服他。
So that we can learn to trust and obey him.
而得到我们可以得到的更多的生命。
And so that we can receive more and more of his life.
那我今天稍微再讲一下下哈，上个礼拜讲的这个哈。火炼的金子是经过试验而没有坏的信心。
So I just want to touch back on the other point, which is the gold refined in fire is those who have gone through, who have been purified through trials.
雅各书第二章第五节说，我们可以在信上富足。
And that in James chapter 2 verse 5 it says that.We can be rich in faith.
那他的意思就是说，因着实在的信靠信从神，在他里面富足，这个就是在信上富足。
And it's those who can be rich in faith are those who trust in his promise of his kingdom.
实在的信靠他，信从他。
Who really trust him.
就可以在他里面富足。
They can be rich in God.
这个马拉基书第三章第二节，我们看一下马拉基书旧约最后一卷书第三章第二节。
And it's also in Malachi chapter 3 verse 2, the last book of the Old Testament.
第三章第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
那边怎么说？他说，对不起。
And what does it say here?
他来的日子，就是神来的日子，谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧。
But who can endure that the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap.
所以他像炼金之人的火，他像那个火，我们上次讲过，火烧就是熬炼的时候，把我们的渣子浮出来，挪去，再烧渣子，再出来，再挪去，一直到那个金属的液体可以反照出这个炼金之人的容貌。OK, 火才关掉。
So, last time we already talked about how Jesus is that refiner's fire, and when we are going through those trials and we're being when the metal is being heated in the fire, the impurities rise to the top and are removed. And this continues to happen until the metal reflects the face of the one who is refining.
在这个过程，我们一直相信他。
And in this process, we continue to trust the one who is doing this.
我们一直接受他对我们的对待。
And we accept how he is working in us.
我们一直的领受他在我们生命中的炼净，以至于我们得着那个圣洁。
And we receive this refining process in our lives so that we can be purified.
这个就是火炼的金子，比那个 physical 的那个金子更宝贵。
And so this is a gold that is refined in fire, which is much more precious than the physical, you know, gold in this world.
你知道神在天上有一个至宝，就是耶稣基督。
You know that in heaven there is a great treasure, and that is Jesus Christ.
在地上他也有一个他的宝贝。
And on this earth, he also has something that's very precious.
就是这样被炼净的人。
And,
而有他的圣洁的人。
It is those who have been refined by him, and that the people who have his holiness.
弟兄姊妹，以前我这样讲，别人说你在唱高调。
Brothers and sisters, in the past when I've mentioned this, others have said that I've been
唱高调怎么讲？很 high key， 讲那个那
that the standard is too high。
但我跟你讲，这句话是从魔鬼来的。
And I want to tell you that those kind of words are from the devil。
因为神说，将来我来的时候，我要看见 face。你们信不信我可以成全这个工作？
Because Jesus said that when he's coming back, he wants to see that we have faith.
前一阵子一大阵子，神一直借着我读这个路加福音，这神一直跟我说，你要不要我来的时候看到你生命中有 faith？ 我接受这个挑战。
Recently, you know, through reading, you know, the Gospel of Luke, I felt like God was saying, like, when I come back, do you want me to see your life full of faith? And I've accepted that challenge.
你相不信？你相不相信我十字架上成全的救恩可以救你到这个地步，使你有份于我的圣洁？
Do you believe that my death on the cross is the same power that can give you the ability to have the holiness that I have.
我如果常常好好的留心的读神的话，神啊，把你的心意向我显明，我们倒会读出这个。
And if we constantly come to God and ask Him, when we read the Word for Him to reveal His heart and will to us, He will.
他可以做成的。
And He can accomplish that.
那他说，如漂布之人的茧。
Here it also says the launderer's soap, that he is like a launderer's soap.
神像着那个茧，要我们把我们的衣裳弄得很洁白。
God is like the launderer's soap that is, you know, cleaning our clothes to be white.
这个就是那一袭白衣。好，那我们知道在启示录第七章十四节那边讲到说，这一些从大患难中出来的人，他们的衣裳洗白净，是借着羔羊的宝血。
We also know that in Revelation chapter 4 that those who have overcome, that are standing before God, their white robes were made white by the blood of the Lamb.
然后借着呢，我们衣裳被洗洁白，还有呢，有时候是我们继续行走天路，那个衣裳代表我们内外的行为，里面的心思意念，外面的行为，就是表示衣裳。
And so, you know, after we've been, you know, purified and clean, you know, we have this walk, this continued walk, and, you know, what that means is that these clothes represent our inward thoughts and our outward actions.
本来有一袭 被主的宝血洗干净了，我们里外衣裳都洁白了。后来走在曾经这个路上，又搞脏了。
You know, and when we've been purified and cleaned, you know, and we're walking, through life, sometimes, you know, the clothes get dirty again.
有时候用水洗哦。
And sometimes we have to use water to clean it.
这用水借着神的道，把神的教会洗净。
And you know, we have to use this water, which is God's words, to cleanse the church.
有时候是用圣灵跟火来除掉女子西安女子的污秽。
So sometimes it requires the Spirit and His fire to purify away the filth.
他这边说用神的碱来把你漂白。
Here it says to use God's soap to make white.
有时候我们那个衣服真的就是一个印在那边，水洗不掉，要来漂白。
Sometimes you know there's a stain on our shirts that doesn't go away by washing it.
我们看一下启示录十九章第八节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter
19
verse 8.
就是讲到羔羊要一个婚宴，那新妇呢要蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So this chapter is about the wedding for the bridegroom and how the church is given fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear.
所以这个衣服就是跟圣徒所行的义，一心一行内里外的衣服。
And so these clothing represents the righteousness within and also outwards of the saints.
有另外一个说法，我们看诗篇四十五篇。
And there's another way to say this in Psalms chapter 45.
第十节跟十一节
，verse 10 and 11，
这边讲到有一个心腹。第十节，女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，不要纪念你的名和你的父家，王就羡慕你的美貌，因为他是你的主，你当敬拜他。
Listen, O daughter, consider and give ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord.
这边并不是说我们就都不管，不要纪念你的名跟人，好像都不管一些人。不是这个地方所讲的，就是说主要摆第一位。
And what this verse is not saying is that we no longer care about our family or our people.But it's saying that we're putting God first.
因为圣经本身是有别的地方要来帮助解读这个话，因为圣经在别的地方也说，我们要顾恤我们的骨肉，我们如果我们的骨肉有需要，我们还是要顾恤他们，但是呢，是要按着神的方式。
So other verses in the Bible are important for helping us understand these verses here, because in other places it says that we should not neglect our flesh and blood. If they are in need, we should be there for them. But we should do it in God's way.
所以第十一节这边就讲，因为他是你的主。
That's why in verse 11 it says that because he is your Lord.
他是主。
He is Lord.
所以很多时候他要我们爱，要恒久忍耐。要有恩慈。
And that's why often God wants us to, He says that our love, has to be patient, and has to be, kind.
所以这边强调的就是说，他是主，他是 priority, 是 number one 的。
So the emphasis here is that He is Lord, He is the priority.
如果这一点我们搞错了，我们的愁苦会加增，这是。诗篇十六篇第四节告诉我们的。
So if we miss this, then our lives will be, we will have a lot of problems.
诗篇十六篇第四节他这样讲。
And it says this in Psalms chapter 10,
verse 16,
Psalm, verse 4. Psalm chapter 16,
verse 4. 以别的代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
It says, the sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods.
以别，他后面写点点点神，以别的代替耶和华的，那个就是偶像，那个就是拜偶像。
And those other gods, it means those who are worshiping.
好，这个是我们插进来的。我们这样看十三十四节，四十五篇十三十四节。
Let's go back to Psalms 45, verse 13 and 14.
王女在宫里极其荣华，她的衣服是用金线绣的。
All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold.
她要穿锦绣的衣服，被引到王前。随从她的陪伴童女，也要被带到你面前。
In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her and are brought to you.
十三节，王女在宫里。
In verse 13 it says that the princess is within her chamber.
那个甘恩夫人呢，她进入神的荣耀里，她从她的圣经，不晓得她是什么版本的圣经，她说她的圣经的版本里面告诉她，这个意思就是说，王女的内在，她的里面的生命。
So, Madam
Guillaume,
through her spiritual life, having experienced God's glory, and also through her reading of this word, she felt like this was the verse here, within her chamber means, you know, the heart that's within.
Yeah, 里面的内在生命的这个光景极其荣华。
And that the inner life is full of glory.
然后他下面说，他的衣服是用金绣的，线点点点表示原文没有。他的衣服是用金绣的。
And that her gown is interwoven with gold.
我们知道金代表神的属性。
We know that gold represents God's.
你有没有看过人家刺绣
？Character.
我小时候常常看，我的一个婶婶是专门在刺绣的。
Have you guys seen people sew? Because one of my
一针下去抽下来，然后一针又涂上来。
One of my aunts, she does a lot of sewing, and you know when you're sewing, you have to pierce down and then to pull it back up.
那这边说是用金绣的。
And here it says that the gown is interwoven with gold.
他的衣服是用金绣的，那个意思就是说，他的内外的行为是按着神的旨意，一步一步这样子，舍己 ，deny 自己，按着接受神的做法，这样一步一步往前行的。
And what this means is that, the person is allowing God to work in them, to develop God's character step by step through their lives, both within and also on the outside.
所以他内外的生命那么荣耀。
That's why this person's life is glorious.
我在说弟兄姊妹，神可以做成这个工作。
And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that God can accomplish this work.
这个不是高调。
And this is not a high standard.
我已经在以前跟随主的人身上，还有我们现阶段我们所认识的一些跟随主的人身上，多多少少看到这个 reality.
Because in my walk with God, and also in others who have walked with God, I have seen more or less this reality.
我要效法耶稣问，我跟你们讲地上的事，你们相不相信？
And I want to ask you the same question that Jesus asks, is that the things he says to us, do we believe?
我们如果专心跟随,
because if we are diligent and following,
神会做成这个工作在我们生命中,
God can accomplish this work in our lives.
神得着这样的一个人,
because a person who is
You got edified this guy of people. 这样的，你看他说，
by,
陪伴他的童女也要被带到神面前。
Because if a person is brought to God in that way, those companions will also follow.
吸引我，我就跟随你。我们都要来跟随你。
So that
神啊，你吸引我，
because as God,
我们就来跟随你。
Because as God draws us, you know, we'll follow Him.
神不只得着我一个人，也得着我周边的人。
But God isn't just drawing me, but He's also drawing those around us.
赞美耶稣。
Praise Jesus.
我在台湾的时候，那个时候我刚信耶稣不是很久。
When I was in Taiwan and I first,
我就明白一件事。
I realized one thing.
我还没有信耶稣之前，我非常爱国。
Before I met Jesus, I was very patriotic.
因为我们的，我连小时候我们的国家给我们太好的、太好的造就教育。
Because when I was young and growing up, our country gave us great education and
可是当我信了耶稣以后，我越来越认识自己跟人性的软弱。
But when I met Jesus, I more and more realized my own human weakness.
And others,
and
frailty,
those of others,
human frailty,
and human frailty.
我知道只有神活泼的真的有全能的 gospel 可以救人救国。
And I realized that only God's, you know, living power and gospel can save us people.
因为我们当时知道说，国家是人民聚集起来的。
Because, you know, like we said earlier, you know, a country is built by its people.
人只不过是新的器皿。
But we are just only vessels.
一生的果效如何重新发出，对不对？
So you know, the fruit of our lives, it comes from within our hearts.
如果我的心没有被神洁净得到，
and if we have not been purified by God,
我就不是一个公义正直的人。
Then we can't be a righteous person.
我就没有办法有力量来帮助人。
And we wouldn't have the strength to lead others to walk righteously.
那所以今天呢我们继续来谈眼药膏。
So today I want to continue and talk about the salve for our eyes.
所以他说我们呢他说你要买眼药膏擦你的眼睛使你能看见。
And in Revelation chapter 4, it says that Jesus is counseling to buy salve so that their eyes can see.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能想到或者是想象？
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine?
如果我的眼睛看不见了。
If I am blind.
你可以想象一下，我的眼睛看不见了，我的全人是不是就在黑暗里？
And if...Any of us are blind, aren't we living in darkness?
为什么说眼睛为灵魂之窗？
That's why it says that our eyes are the windows to our soul.
如果我们的眼力不好，还看得见，可是不好，有时候看得很模糊，看错了。
And even if we can see, sometimes our eyes are blurry, and we may...see incorrectly.
有时候也会给我们带来亏损，甚至危险。
And sometimes it can bring to us, you know, danger and, you know, regrets.
我举一个例子，很好像已经有一段时间有个那 Pokemon 是不是？有一种东西，
yeah.
对不对
？Yeah, so
很多人都会，这边有什么？这边有什么？对不对？因为我没有玩，我不知道。
So not too long ago, pretty recent.
那个东西有时候叫人有幻觉，对不对？
Many people were playing Pokemon Go on their cell phone.
有人真的这样死掉的。
And
因为他以为那边 Pokemon 在那边，他要去抓，是不是？ 可是那个是悬崖，人家说不能越过这个线，那个就悬崖，他就要去抓。
And it caused some people to be unfocused, and there were actually incidents where people died because they walked over the edge of a cliff trying to catch the Pokemon.
结果他去抓了，他就越过那个，他就掉下去了。
And in their efforts to do that, they fell over the cliff.
如果我们眼力坏，看错，是有可能带来这个危险的。
And if our eyesights are bad, and if we see incorrectly, it can bring to us the same kind of danger.
圣经常常用这个肉眼可见的三度空间可见的事物来让我们了解眼睛看不见的四度空间的事。
And God often He uses what we can see with our physical eyes in this three-dimensional world to help us understand His spiritual truths that exist in a four-dimensional world.
所以同样的，如果我们属灵的眼力出了问题，也可能给我们带来亏损，甚至灭亡。
So in the same way, if our eyes are not healthy, then it can lead to regrets in our lives and also death.
对，所以为什么旧约圣经神说有一些服侍他的人，你们是瞎子领瞎子的，两个人一同掉到坑里。
That's why you know Jesus called out the Pharisees and said that they're the blind leading the blind and that both will fall into a pit.
你本来说你是教导人的师父，可是你是瞎子，你就把人引错了，就掉到坑里了。
Because those people claim to be the teachers and experts, but they were blind, so they're leading others down to danger.
耶稣骂那些法利赛的那些文士，那些律法师，你们自己不进入神的国，别人要进去，你们把人家挡住，你们这样绊倒人，你们有祸了。
And Jesus was really angry at the Pharisees because they themselves were not looking to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but they were preventing others from doing so, and that because of that, they were in grave trouble.
对，他说。如果把一个磨石放到一个人绑在脖子，让他沉到海里，还比你们好。
He said that you know.
可见那个危险多可怕。
And that it's better for somebody, who put a millstone on someone's neck and put them into the ocean than it is for these Pharisees.
所以保罗为哥林为以弗所教会，以弗所教会就是写关于教会的这一个书信。保罗为以弗所教会这样祷告，求启示跟智慧的灵赐给我们，使我们真知道他，我们能够清楚的看见。
So that's why Paul, when he wrote in the book of Ephesians, he wrote to that church and pray that they could, you know, have the spirit of truth.
好，我们看一下启示录第四章。我尽快哈，我尽快讲启示录第四章。
So let's turn to Revelation chapter 4.
我们看第六节跟第八节。
Verse 6 and 8.
使徒约翰被灵被提到天上去，看到天上的一幕哈。
So the disciple John, he was lifted up into the heavens and he saw this vision.
他看到天上有一个宝座。
He saw that there was a throne.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
And before this throne, it looked like there was a sea of glass that's clear as crystal.
宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
And in the center, around the throne, there were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in the front and the back.
第八节说，四个活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。
In verse 8, it says each of these four living creatures had six wings, and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings.
眼睛就是要来看的。
And the eyes are designed to see.
要来认识的。
To know.
那这个四活物呢？他们就是好像遍体都眼睛来看着这一位坐在宝座上的， 来认识他，所以他们就发出那个赞美说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
And so these four creatures were basically made to look upon God with all their eyes and to also worship Him. That's why later in the verse it said, they all cry out and say, Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come.
因为他们认识神。
Because they have come to know God.
所以他们发出这种由衷的赞美。
So that they're able to come out and be able to have this praise for God.
我看一个属神的人，他对圣经的一个解释，他说有一些人把这24位长老，他说可能是代表一切属神的人，因为我曾经问24位长老是谁呀？他说可能是指一切属神的人。
So I've talked with some people who are within Christ, and asked about the following verse that talks about the 24 elders, and some have said that it could mean
that
it can represent all those who belong to God.
Yeah, 那四活物呢，就是这个基路伯，他可能就是代表一切受造的活物。
And that these creatures, or the cherubim, can represent all that the living creatures God have created.
我们都是受造的。
Because we are all created by God.
如果我们的心因着寻求神活着，我们就是活物。
And if in our hearts, you know, we are seeking God, then we're living creatures for Him.
那我们就要像天上的这个四活物一样。
Then we have to be like these four living creatures.
要来认识神。
And to come to know God.
箴言二十八章第五节这样讲。
In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 8.
他这样讲说，坏人不明白公义，唯有寻求耶和华的无不明白。
Verse 5. Proverbs 28, verse 5. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully.
你知道这个 understanding 多重要？
Do you understand how important?
这个悟性很重要，对不对？哈，那他说坏人不能够明白。
It says that the evil men are unable to understand.
但是如果你寻求神。
But those who seek the Lord.
你必须要明白，你可以期待能够明白生命的事。
You can understand it fully.
你可以期待神会让你明白你应该明白的事。
And you can await for God to help you to understand what He wants you to know.
所以你看保罗他是用他的心灵来侍奉神的。
You can see that the Apostle Paul, he was using, his entire being, his spirit to live for God.
可是因为他过去太强调律法主义了。
But because in the past he was so dedicated to the law.
使他的想法使得他觉得基督徒践踏律法。
And when before he became Paul, he thought that all the Christians were overstepping God's law.
So, he tripled down the law,
trampling
the regulation of the law. So, he would come to do the law, to resist the
Christians. And because he thought that Christians were trampling the law, so he wanted to basically persecute them.
So, God actively intervened to tell him, "You're wrong."
So that's why God intervened. Jesus intervened on his way and told him that he was wrong.
所以保罗怎么说？我以前使基督徒去亵渎神，是因为我不信、不明白的时候做的。
That's why Paul said that when he did those things and he was persecuting Christ and also those who believed in Jesus,
所以求神
didn't understand.
所以求神让我们 成为一个谦卑的人。
So let's ask God for us to be humble.
就像圣经所讲的，愿你们寻求神的人，你们的心活着。
That's why like the Bible says, to
those who seek the Lord.
Those who seek the Lord.
Their heart are.
Their hearts will be alive.
Alive. 对，那我们就像天上的活物。
And so that we'll be like those living creatures in the heavens.
那我们有很多眼睛去认识神，神的心意。
So that we can have many eyes to come to know God and to understand His heart and His will.
在我还没有认识这个神的仆人对这个的解释之前，我就觉得我们是天上的那个本物，那个活物。神命定我们要成为天上的那个活物。
And even before I talked to this person about this verse, I had a feeling that, you know, God is calling us to be like these living creatures.
我为什么我会有这个想法？
And why did I think that way?
我觉得是活物的四个面向，就是神期待我们有的。
Because I felt like the four living creatures, it's what God is asking us to be like.
因为四活物呢，就是让像狮子征战的时候像狮子。
Because one of the living creatures, one of them, he wants us to be like a lion.
神要我们胜过自己，在他面前有能力可以做属灵的征战。
He wants us to be able to have the power and to overcome.To fight those spiritual battles.
那个没有己的人，大无畏，是可以像狮子那么勇猛的。
And those who don't rely on their own selves, they are able to have that power of that lion.
神期待我们可以有狮子的面相，还有牛犊的面相，要去服侍人。
So God wants us to have that, you know, kind of like to be kind of like that lion, but He also wants us to be like the ox or bull.
因为耶稣说人子来
to serve others.
耶稣说人子来不是要受人的服侍，要服侍人。
Because Jesus said that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others.
他自己舍命做多人的赎价。
He himself sacrificed his life to be the redemption for many.
所以神也期待我们有必要的时候，甚至我们要舍己。才能服侍人。
So that's why in many cases, you know, God may want us to deny ourselves in order to serve others.
是不是还有一个面向就是人的样子，人的脸面。
And one of the other living creatures is, has the face of a man.
我们的主耶稣基督是很能向人表同情的。
Our Lord and Savior Jesus, he's able to understand us.
因为呢，他知道人性的软弱，但他其中经验过，只是他没有犯罪。
Because he has experienced, he knows our human weakness, and he has experienced what we've gone through, even though he has not sinned.
所以他会说怜悯向审判夸神。
That's why he's merciful.
最后一个面向就是鹰。
And the last creature has the face of an eagle.
我们的生命是跟神同坐在天上的。
And our lives are meant to be with God up in the heaven.
可以超越地上的有限。
To rise above the limitations of this world.
Yeah, 所以我很早的时候看到这是，哎，这是神要求我们，那是不是神也要像我们，要让我们像这个基路伯这样子，常常能够睁着眼睛来认识这位神。
And so when I understood this, I felt like,Yeah, isn't this what God wants us to be? To have these characteristics, to be like these living creatures and have all these eyes to look at God.
好，因为时间已经超过了，对不起，我不能讲太多了哈。我最后讲一点哈。我们看雅各书第一章。
I'll quickly wrap up with the last point here in James chapter 1.
上个礼拜六神提醒我不要依靠自己的智慧，在世界上自以为有智慧的宁愿他把那个智慧变作愚拙，好成为真正有智慧的。
Last week, throughout the week, I really realized that we can't rely on our own human wisdom. And if any of us thinks we're wise, we should consider it foolishness so that we can be truly wise.
有人说读经读得很厉害的人说，雅各说没有什么好查考的。
Some Bible scholars said that there's not much to learn from James.
这个就是出于人的智慧，出于世界的智慧。
And those kind of sentiments is, it's coming from our own human worldly wisdom.
他的信，我们都读得懂。
The book of James, when we read it, we can understand it.
可是我们是不是进入他所描述的实质？
But have we really entered into the reality of what this book is writing?
我们如果进入他所描述的实质，我们就会像雅各这个人。
Because if we really enter into the reality, then we will, also be like, the writer of this letter. But,
雅各，人家给他一个绰号叫做译者雅各。
There's another name for James, and
the righteous, 译者雅各。
Yeah, they call him James the Righteous.
那他怎么说？十九节到二十五节，我们一起来读，好不好？
So let's read chapter 1, verse 19 to 25.
因为时间关系，我们朗读了以后，我就不解释，你们回家给你们当功课哈。OK.
For time reasons, we'll read it, but I won't go deep into explaining it. So you can go home and meditate on it.
我亲爱的弟兄们，我们一起来读。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent.And humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
还有另外一处圣经，希伯来书第五章。
And Hebrews chapter 5.
前面雅各书的前面，希伯来书第五章十二到十四节。
Verse 12 to 14.
我们一起读：看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
In fact, through by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's words all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
这边说为什么能够长大成人，为什么他们能够心窍习练的通达，因为他们把他们所学得的 put into practice.
So here it tells us how to be mature, and it's those who hear the word of God and they put it into practice.
他们去行道。
And they acted on it.
刚刚雅各书也是这样讲，你如果详细的去看去行，你就会蒙福。
So this is the same thing that James wrote, which is if we look intently in the word and we go out and we obey it, then we will be blessed.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章那边，他也讲得很清楚，他对跟随他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就必晓得真理，就会明白明白什么是真理，而且。”真理有那个 power of life 可以使你得自由。
That's why Jesus in the Gospel John said that if they really know him and they follow him, then they will know the truth and the truth will set them free.
我们如果仔细的看，我们看这本圣经，把神最主要的心意，事实上有一些东西我有时候会有问号，我问主，这个时候不明白，过一段时间主就让我明白了。
And so, you know, this Bible that we have, it really has, you know, God's will in it. And even though there's some things, even for me, that, you know, I might have questions about, I ask God, and, you know, later on, God reveals to me.
比如说我读启示录，有很多，很多我搞不懂的。
For instance, in the book of Revelations, there's many things that I don't understand.
当我一次又一次的读，我读到它的精髓是什么。
But after reading it many times, time and time again,
有一些有争议的东西，我先摆一边。主，你让我以后能够明白。最近主耶稣有点开我的窍了。好，那我举一个例子，我们看一下，看一下这两个地方就结束。启示录第四章第三节。
And so you know, there's some things I don't understand, so I set it aside and I ask God to help me. And later on, you know, especially even you know in these days, God has been revealing to me the answers.
第四章第三节，那个使徒约翰看到，看那坐在宝座上的，好像碧玉跟红宝石。
So here in Revelation chapter 4 verse 3, the disciple John said, and the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian.
好，我们也看启示录二十一章。
And also Revelation chapter 21.
第十一节。
Verse
11. 他又被带到天上去看哦，看到西耶路撒冷，啊，就是羔羊的妻。
Here, John is lifted up to heaven, and he sees the new Jerusalem, which is representative of the bride.
11节, the bride of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
城中有神的荣耀，就是西耶路撒冷城。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉明如水晶。
In verse 11, saying that a new Jerusalem shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal.
你看，这告诉我们，在罗马书第八章说，神呼召我们这些人来，叫万事互相效力，要把我们磨成他儿子的形状。
Here we start to understand that God, you know, he's using all things to basically shape us into Christ likeness.
那这个门徒约翰呢，看到宝座坐的那一位，好像碧玉跟红宝石，那个光辉好像碧玉跟红宝石。
And what John sees is that Jesus sitting on the throne is like this precious jewel that's shining.
那他又看到这个新耶路撒冷城，就是羔羊的妻，就是教会，这一些得胜的教会，这些成圣的教会，他们的光辉也像碧玉。
And similarly, this New Jerusalem, which is the overcoming church, it also has like this this radiance that is, you know, like this precious jewel.
这些就是重点我们要抓住的。
And so these are the key points that we need to hold on to.
我们要让他做工在我们里面，使我们像他。
So we need to let God do His work in us so that we can become like
Him. 他造我们是为了他的荣耀，为了他喜悦造的。
He created us to be His glory. He created us to please Him.
为了叫我们像他来荣耀他。
So that we can become like Him and to bring glory to Him.
弟兄姊妹，你们有潜力可以让神做成这样的工在你们里面。
Brothers and sisters, we have this within us to be able to accomplish this.
如果我们都领受这个呼召
if we receive this calling,
stick to 这个呼召
and we stick to it,
我们就是神在地上的至宝
then we are the precious treasure,
荣耀都归给神
for God on this earth. All glory
Hallelujah.
belongs to God.
Okay, 我们来唱193首。看那个西安有多宝贵，学校帮我们弹一下，我们起立来唱好不好？